Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You know, it's not easy to keep a book about selling on eBay up to date. Tell me about it. Tell me something I don't know. But one writer has pretty much mastered the feat, and now Marcia Collier is celebrating the 9th, count 'em, 9 releases of her best-selling eBay for Dummies. Marcia, when did the first edition come out? Remind us.
Hi, Griff. The first edition, I just love eBay, and I love the people who sell on eBay.
Me too.
So this has become a passion for me, is to get the best book out with the best information and the best tips to help them sell. I started in 1999. When gross merchandise sales on eBay were then a staggering $2.8 billion. But, I mean, eBay powered the collaboration economy. You know, you got Airbnb now, you've got Uber, you've got all of that. But eBay started it. It was a collaborative economy. And now eBay, and probably my figure could be wrong, but $82 billion of gross merchandise volume, all with person-to-person transactions. When I first wrote the book, I had no idea it would become the worldwide marketplace it has. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of the many eBay sellers that I've helped and the ones I talk to all the time.
So how many copies of all of your books have been sold to date?
Well, in excess of a million.
Oh, that's a nice
one. That's very good.
That's good.
So, we like excess.
And I sell them on eBay, too.
So the new book. Tell us about the new book.
Well, the new book is fully revised, and for those of you who like For Dummies books, it's a redesign. It's a lot more contemporary looking, and it hopefully gives people who are interested, or even longtime sellers, just some tips, just some updates for longtime sellers on what's new and what's happening with eBay and how the market has changed. For new sellers, it gives them all the information they need to start selling on eBay. Because there was a past eBay Nielsen survey that said that the average U.S. household has 52 unused items around the house that were originally worth over $3,000. That's the perfect place to start selling on eBay. Find that stuff around your house. Start taking pictures. List it. Get it up on eBay.
Have you heard any interesting success stories from your readers?
Well, it's amazing because I get phone calls, I do get phone calls actually, but I get emails all the time. From a recent one was an 80-year-old lady who was sharp as a tack, who was rebuying my book. She had bought one of the earlier editions, and she wanted to clear out her clutter. And she's doing it very successfully, and I think the most famous one is, Griff, I'm sure you know Nasty Gal.
I don't know Nasty Gal.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about Nasty Gal.
Well, Nasty Gal is now also a website, aside from an eBay store, and it was founded by Sophia Amoroso, who's now worth $450 million. So she's been doing rather well, and she wrote the book Girl Boss. And in the book Girl Boss, she said she started with my books. So, you know, my books helped inspire her to grow this great business that she's got going and has so many people. So I hear from people all the time. I put my daughter through college on my eBay sales. So it was very important to me to sell and list, and that's what you've got to do, is keep listing. And when you list, you can make the money you need. It's that simple. You don't have to go on a GoFundMe if you're raising money for a business.
Yeah.
Just sell stuff on eBay. If you sell stuff on eBay, you're going to generate income. You've just got to do it.
How many businesses in history can say they start out with a ready-made inventory? Very few.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, starting on eBay is a no-brainer for anybody. And if you listen to eBay radio and you haven't been listing and you just enjoy it for the community, that's part of the eBay magic. The community of Griff and Lee talking to you and being your friend on the air. Join in and start listing. And I don't work for eBay, but feel the magic of every time your phone dings that you've sold something. Oh, gotta ship tomorrow. Gotta ship tomorrow.
Oh, it's darn, great. I just sold something.
Yeah, right. And the magic is, if you're making $5, if you sell and make a profit of only $10 on an item, you sell 10 of those a week, and you've got an extra $100. And that's without even trying.
You know, Griff, Marcia found a niche or two in
yes.
her life. One is the Quake Hold that she sells. No, eBayers know if they need Quake Hold, they know to go to Marcia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been selling that since forever. And Griff knows, if you remember Cloud Dome, Griff.
I still have a Cloud Dome at home.
Yeah, and they work like magic. She has also invented a Nimbus Dome.
Nimbus Dome.
You put your cell phone on it.
Which is for smartphones.
Oh, very cool.
And it works just as great, and you line up your smartphone and do that. But, you know, there's so much about eBay, so much that you can sell. My user ID is MARSHA_C.
And how do you still be a top-rated seller in your travel all over the world and have speaking engagements
important.
And how do you do it?
It's very important to me. Now, I close my store when I'm on vacation. So occasionally I'll get comments on Facebook, well, she's not selling anything. Well, if I'm traveling, no, it's proper to close your store because I ship all my items within 24 hours. It's a serious business to me. Even if I'm selling a small amount every week, I respect my customer. They send me money. I send them merchandise. It's my job to get it to them quickly and in the best condition possible.
Well, I've been up close and personal, and you always smell wonderful. Just for the record. Marcia has 8,839 feedback score.
Yeah, I wish people would leave feedback.
100% positive. 100% positive.
I wish people would leave feedback more than they do, and that's one of the problems. You know, people aren't leaving feedback. I leave feedback for everybody I do business with. But, you know, there's new things on eBay. They've come up with such great things. And we talked before about the importance of GTIN, ISBNs, barcode numbers, whatever you want to call them. You can list with those. But I'd recommend you watching the category that eBay puts you in, because I went to list my eBay for Dummies 9th edition. And it gave me a category of cookbooks.
Well, maybe so, that's, who knows?
You never know.
You're cooking up sales, babe.
Like, you know, it was like those alcohol breathalyzers that I sold years ago in the Barbie category, because I figured who else but Barbie owners really need that.
Well, it is a Barbie world.
And, that's right.
You know, there's a lot of Barbie girls, so.
Beware of your categories. You know, just don't, you know, double check. Because eBay's giving you the tools. Also, with videos now, they've got previews of the videos within the listings as part of the description that eBay adds to it.
Yeah.
And which just draws home the need for videos. Even if you're not selling a video, I mean, I said, don't laugh, this is another thing of mine that I sell. It's an oil sample. Of Texas Tea Black Gold. I have a little video in there from the Beverly Hillbillies. It's a real short clip, but, you know, first thing you know, old Jid's a millionaire. And that's in my listing, and it's very easy. And in my book, I give you the tips, and there's even a website that generates the code.
Wait a minute. You're selling actual oil from the ground?
Uh-huh. I'm in the oil business.
Well, it's Dallas all over again.
No, it's the Santa Rita Discovery Well Crude, just a little 6-milliliter bottle that I buy in Midland, Texas.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. People collect oil samples. There are geologists. I get orders from all over the world.
She's got a video on how her Quake Hold works.
No, I've got everything in my house is Quake Holded.
Right, and I have a video on how the Nimbus Dome works. Videos are so important.
A ring of Quake Hold around the toilet seat in case an earthquake strikes while I'm sitting down. I'm not going to fall off.
Oh, my.
Stuff is brilliant.
Very bad.
Griff, I wanted to add something that, you know, I hadn't talked about. And, you know, a lot of sellers use social media to promote their sales.
Yes.
I got a tip. Especially if you're doing, like there's a seller online, Cutlass 440 Cutlass. She does creative. She makes her own things that she sells on eBay, and she's very successful.
Yeah.
If you're like her, develop a hashtag, not a long one, for your items.
Oh.
Put it in your listing, and in the little note you send with your order, say, take a picture of your item, post it on social media with this hashtag. And you can even take it further, is I'll give you a discount on shipping or free shipping on your next order.
Oh, I like that.
And once they have shared what they bought for you from you, you know, be sure they mention your name. You can write out a nice little note. Then you can reshare it, retweet it, however you want to do. Mm-hmm. And they get a bonus. And this helps build your reputation online.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
So what are some of your other books?
Oh, my other books? Social Media Commerce for Dummies. And I didn't call it social media marketing because I felt if you're going to be doing social media, you need to be making money.
You want to sell.
Right? It has to build commerce.
Absolutely.
So social media commerce gives you all the information you need to take your business online and how you should do it. When you post on social media, a lot of people post their items that they sell on eBay, and that's great.
What about for older folks? Don't you have a book?
Twitter and Facebook for seniors. Don't laugh, Griff.
Hey, Griff, you,
know, they
you are one.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm a senior now?
Yeah.
Oh, that happened overnight.
Move over that AARP journal you have to the left of you.
I don't know nothing about internet, no social media. I don't know what you're talking about. Get off my lawn.
I wrote a book for the AARP, and they refused to put it in large print. So that's just crazy. God is my witness. It's up on
eBay. My God. Hey, Vegas, baby.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Call us at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
It's an ordinary day in shipping land. Millions of eBay sellers are preparing to pack and ship. Meanwhile, at Bubble Fast headquarters in the heart of the Bubble Cave, an incoming call lights up the Bubble phone. It's an eBay seller needing help fast.
I need help fast.
Mark and Robin Levine are the superheroes of shipping and have everything you need to get your packages out looking their best. Mark and his Robin are eBay sellers themselves, so they know the drill. And when it comes to shipping challenges, they've got the superpowers you need to help you pack that hard-to-ship item, even if they have to create the packaging themselves. To develop your own shipping superpowers, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, CampaignGo makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. CampaignGo's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With CampaignGo, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.